Good morning, and welcome to Faith in Action, a weekly podcast of First Baptist Church of Brownsville. Genuine faith should cause us to act in a manner pleasing to God. Pastor Craig Smith uses this time to look at different Bible verses and see how we should apply them to our lives. Living like Jesus will help us keep calm and have faith. So let's listen in.
Today we're focusing on Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, a familiar passage. But let me read it for you. It says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." As we put action to our faith each day, we must remember to do it in the power and strength of our Lord and not depend upon our own strength. Henry Blackaby said, "If what we do for the Lord is burdensome, we are not yoked with Him. Those who walk in the Lord's strength do not complain, for they have learned from Jesus. But those who seek to produce for God by their own efforts will encounter frustration, disappointment, and a lowering of standards. God does not reward our duty. He blesses our relationship with His Son." Let me say that one more time. God does not reward our duty. He blesses our relationship with His Son. Over the years, God has used these verses to minister to hundreds and thousands of people. B.H. Carroll was baptized at the age of 13. However, he subsequently struggled in his faith for many years. Upon entering Baylor University, he became a reputed debater. He was headed for a promising law career when, just before graduation, he volunteered for the Confederate Army in McCullough's Rangers. He returned home to Arkansas to attend to his dying father. He married a young woman there, but she refused to go with him to Texas and quickly broke her marriage vows. Although a jury granted him a divorce, Carroll grew deeply depressed. He severed all ties to the church. He rejected the Bible and enlisted in the 17th Texas Infantry that was deploying to the front lines of the Civil War. He threw himself into the heat of every battle. Finally, when a mini ball nearly killed him in Mansfield, Louisiana, in April of 1864, he was sent home to convalesce. He began reading the scriptures, and he was overcome by the vision of Jesus in Matthew 11:28, our scripture for today. Later that night, he surrendered to God's call to preach the gospel. Days later, he was baptized and went on to be a highly effective pastor, denominational leader, and founder of Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth. God wants us to put our action into faith, or our faith into action, but to do it in His strength. John Moore wrote a song that says, "Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. But burdens are lifted at Calvary because Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today and leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near." Are you struggling with putting your faith into action? Trust and obey, follow Jesus' lead, and let Him bear your burden. Let Him give you rest. Have a blessed week.